Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running postgame show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
Bledsoe, 12 points in the second half.
The head coach.
Again, his speed. You can't teach speed. You know, he knows how to use it.
And the fans. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show, presented by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
How about it, Bucks fans? That is a win, and a huge win for this Bucks basketball team. Big, 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 big. Why? Because they're chasing the Wizards in the Eastern Conference.
That's why.
And if you're going to get a better seed than the Wizards and you plan on trying to get home court in the playoffs, which means you're going to battle for the number four seed, you have to get big wins against teams in front of you. And to get a win in D.C. against the Wizards, especially after they got off to that hot start against you, and to be honest with you, for through about, three quarters or so, it felt like the Wizards were going to win this game. Bucks really got into a nip-and-tuck game there in the fourth quarter and were able to pull away late in this one. Giannis with a huge game tonight again. 34 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, a block, and 3 turnovers. And did you see the big smile on his face when he hit that jumper late? Just a huge smile on his face when he hit that jumper. Because, again, old Giannis doesn't even think about taking that jumper. Like, not even going to consider it. But he went down there with confidence and hit that jumper. Obviously a big deal. All 5 starters for the Bucks tonight in double figures. Again, last night they got their tails handed to them. Tonight they come back and play pretty decent. Now, Middleton drove me crazy for a majority of the night. He did end up with 20 points and 5 rebounds to go along with 3 turnovers. I thought Bledsoe played pretty good tonight. It's hard to be mad at Bledsoe. I thought he had a pretty good game. 21 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, 3 steals, a block, a couple of turnovers for him. He hit a couple of threes in the game, too. I thought he played really well. You want to know how you know that Jason Kidd really wanted this basketball game? Quite simple. He only played 3 guys off the bench tonight. That was it. And one of them got kicked out in the fourth quarter, and Dellavedova got ejected in the basketball game for a flagrant 2 for apparently headhunting, I guess would be the best way to describe what happened there. But even with that, Dellavedova, I thought, played okay tonight. Again, didn't score, but he did set up teammates well and played well. And that's the one thing about Bledsoe, too. He really played well, too. I thought they did pretty good from that perspective. There were some careless moments in this basketball game, stretches where there were back-to-back turnovers and you were pulling your hair out watching it. Like there was a pass from Bledsoe to Henson. And even Marcus Johnson said, you don't really want to throw a low pass to John Henson going away from the basket. Henson never even touched it. It went out of bounds behind the rim. So some of that stuff, I'm not going to say it's carelessness. It's just probably getting to know your teammates a little bit better. But from the rebounding perspective, that was the one area where they got hammered last night. Well, they come back tonight and they out-rebound the Wizards tonight. 45-34 tonight was the advantage on the boards for the Milwaukee Bucks. And a large part of that was not only Giannis's 12 boards, but you had 11 boards from Henson, 9 boards from Malcolm Brogdon, 5 from Middleton, 4 from Eric Bledsoe, 4 rebounds from Eric Bledsoe. So really, you really did well on the boards with your starting 5. Everybody was chipping in and crashing the boards and helping out. And that's what you really need to do on a more consistent basis, to be honest with you. I mean, I understand why they did it tonight. You had to deal with Gortat tonight inside. And you look at the numbers for the Washington Wizards, their 5 guys all got into double figures as well. Their 5 guys all play a lot of minutes. They play 9 guys versus the 8 for the Milwaukee Bucks. But this is a nice win. We'll see how many people are excited about it besides me, but I think it's a real, real nice win to win this game 110 to 103 over the Washington Wizards tonight. We'll get to a sports flash here with Jeff Orlovsky and get caught up on the world of sports, especially in the National Football League where the playoffs happened today. It was interesting. I turned off that Kansas City Chiefs football game at, what was it, halftime or whatever. I figured it was over. And then I see that the Titans came back and actually won that football game. And the Rams game, I was kind of keeping an eye on tonight while I was watching the Bucs game and the Marquette game. Yeah, the Bucs game going on, the Marquette game going on, and the NFL playoffs going on. And I'm sitting there trying to flip around all three on my TV. And then on top of that, on the radios, I'm driving in here from home tonight. Lots of sports on TV tonight. I'm going to talk a little bit about this game, obviously, to start. But I really want to get into a conversation, me and one of the guys that listens to this show all the time and that I'm friends with, got into earlier tonight via text message and really want to see what everybody thinks about it. Jay Lark Pack Fan tweets at the fan, ridiculous effort tonight. They cannot be stopped when they play both ends like this. Hashtag fear the deer. I don't necessarily know if I agree that they played both ends of the floor all that well tonight. There were areas tonight where they were having all kinds of defensive issues. Did they play hard? Yes, I'd say they played hard. I don't know if I would say that they played unbelievably great defense necessarily, but they played hard. And playing hard on a back-to-back, and again, part of it was you got some extra rest because you got blown out the night before. So your starters got some extra rest, so they were able to go, you know, probably longer tonight than they would have been able to go. And that obviously probably helped too. Where you look at the Washington Wizards, they were in a two-point game against Memphis last night, and they played later into the night than the Bucks did. Bucks were done and probably in the air on the way to D.C. before the Bucks or before Memphis even got to the airport to get on the plane to leave themselves. So that's all part of it. And it doesn't really matter what the deal is or how it happened. You're going to get the Wizards again, and next time you'll get them in Milwaukee, and we'll see how that whole thing plays out. All right, let's get to a sports flash now with Jeff Orlovsky and hear what else is going on in the world of sports. Lots of stuff going on in the National Football League today as well, concerning the Green Bay Packers. Who's going to be the next general manager? Are the Packers going to make a trade for a general manager? There's all kinds of stuff going on. And the Polish pipe bomb, is that what they still call you? They still call you the Polish pipe bomb, yeah. Polish pipe bomb, Jeff Orlovsky has your sports flash right now. Bucks get the win tonight over the Wizards, 110 to 103.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
.110-103 Bucks over the Wizards tonight. As we go inside the box score, I think it's a big win for the Bucks. It's a big win because, again, you're chasing the Wizards in the standings, trying to catch that four seed. And it's a big win because you did it on the road, an area where you're under .500 this year. So always a big win there to do it against a quality opponent. John Henson, 34 minutes, 5 of 8 from the floor, 1 of 2 from the line. He had 11 points, 11 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, and 2 turnovers. Giannis, another huge night, 41 minutes, 12 of 17 from the floor, 1 of 1 from 3, 9 of 10 from the line, 34 points, 12 boards, 7 assists, 2 steals, a block, and 3 turnovers. Chris Middleton, 42 minutes, 5 of 14 from the floor, 2 of 6 from 3-point range, 8 of 8 from the free throw line, 20 points, 5 boards, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 3 turnovers. Malcolm Brogdon, 32 minutes, 5 of 14 from the floor, 0 of 4 from 3-point range, 10 points, 9 boards, 0 assists, 2 steals for Brogdon on the night to go along with a couple of turnovers. Eric Bledsoe played a very nice game, 33 minutes, 6 of 11 from the floor, 2 of 2 from 3-point range, 7 of 8 from the line, 21 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, 3 steals, a block, and 2 turnovers. Off the bench, Tony Snell tonight, 32 minutes for him, 4 of 9 from the floor, 2 of 7 from 3-point range, 10 points, 1 board, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 1 block shot. 15 minutes for Dellavedova, plus he got kicked out of the game for a flagrant 2 in the fourth quarter. 0 of 2 from the field for Deli, 0 of 1 from 3, 5 assists, 1 rebound, 1 turnover, and again, no points. Thon Maker, 11 minutes, 2 of 5 from the floor, 0 of 1 from 3-point range, 0 of 2 from the free throw line. He didn't play as well tonight. 4 points, a couple of boards, a block shot, and a couple of turnovers, and that's it. Only eight guys played tonight for your Milwaukee Bucks, and that obviously is a good sign that Jason Kidd really wanted this one tonight. That's how you know Kidd really wants games, when he shortens up the bench. 48.8% shooting for the Bucks, 47.4% for the Wizards. 31.8% from 3 on 7 of 22 shooting for Milwaukee, 8 of 21 for the Wizards. 21 of 29 from the free throw line, good for 72.5% for the Wizards. The Bucks 25 of 30 at the line. Rebounding, Bucks advantage there, 45 to 34. Assists, only 20 assists for the Bucks. You want to see that number higher normally. 25 assists for the Wizards. Turnovers, 14 for Washington, 15 for the Bucks. Again, the Bucks win 110 to 103. Next up Monday in Indiana against the Pacers. A 6 o'clock tip for that one. We'll be back on the air with the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show, presented to you by Palermo's King Frozen Cheese Pizza. Half a pound of cheese on that sucker. Go get you one if you love cheese. There is not a better cheese pizza out there right now. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jeff Orlowski hanging out with us tonight. Jeff, where are we going first?
Let's go to Justin in North Carolina.
What's up, Justin?
What's up, bro? How we doing today?
Good.
Got a question, man, before I get into the game, man. DeAndre Liggins cut today. So does that, or, you know, the Liggins dude, whatever his name is. Does that mean that we're getting a return of squad six back to Milwaukee? Is that what you think?
They're going to return squad six. There's still a squad there already. They've changed the name 5 million times, so don't ask me what it is this year. But there's already that group of fans that Bogut started back in the day is still there. They just keep changing the name of it.
So we're going to get six in crimson, cream and green or whatever?
Well, I have no idea. But as far as Bogut goes, I would love to have Bogut. And I said that last night when we were talking about Lamont called in and said they should trade Vaughn for Andrew Bogut, and I'm fine with it because you're not playing Vaughn anyhow, so what's the difference? So now you don't have to trade anybody for him. Now you're going to have to cut somebody or get somebody off this roster in order to make room for Andrew Bogut. So we'll see what they do. It's a cheap alternative. It's not going to cost you that much money to pick up Bogut. I think the Bucks would be foolish not to do it. If you've seen the comments coming out from Luke Walton and players on that team about how good he's been as a veteran leader for those younger guys, how good he's been on the defensive side of the floor for them as well, that's all positive things. I don't know if Bogut asked for his release. Based on the comments, I kind of think he might have, because their deal is they want to give him a chance to go be on a playoff team, and it's clear as day the Lakers aren't a playoff team. So maybe Bogut asked for his release and wanted to go somewhere where he had a chance to win again. Now, whether or not Milwaukee has enough of a chance for him to come back here, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, but they should definitely make a run at him.
So then, my kids can be happy. Their first favorite player ever. It was Bogut and Zaza Pachulia, so they'll get one of them back, or maybe both of them back, depending on the way this trade thing. So tonight, Sparky. So quick thing about the end of the third quarter where that foul happened with Giannis and holding and the pushing. So correct me if I'm wrong, but the rule in the NBA is you foul a guy out of bounds, it's almost like a technical foul. One shot, then you re-inbound the ball for the kick. So I don't understand why that was called.
I don't know.
Secondly, man, I love the fight. I don't really feel like Dele should have a flagrant too. I feel like that's like that guy when we're talking about football that is doing something where they're diving or they're moving, and the guy's just going to wrap him up by the chest or the waist, and he –
The problem is the way he went down, because he was moving so quickly, the momentum that took him made it look worse than it probably was.
Absolutely.
And that's what happened. Well, I don't care if it's Zelly's fault or not, but you're going back to New York and you're having them review it. It looks the way it looks, and that's how they got to call it.
Well, yeah, it looks that way. And John Wall, you are the worst tough guy in the NBA. You come up after the play. You had a clear shot to swing or do whatever you are, but you want to ball your fist up and yell at Dele. And then, meanwhile, I don't know if you caught this, but Tony Snell had to be all the way separated from the play because somebody would have probably got their jaw broken. But as far as a win tonight, Sparky, you're absolutely 100% correct on this. This is a huge win. This is an Eastern Conference opponent that we're going to face in the playoffs at some point, hopefully. And we sent a message on their home floor. And we got them coming back to Milwaukee. Giannis was in foul trouble, and we found a way to get buckets without him. The last thing I'm going to leave you with, Sparky, and I'm going to run because I know you got a cast of a whole lot of Bucks fans ready to get excited about this win, hopefully.
Hopefully.
We normally get upset with Bledsoe holding the ball the way he did tonight, right? He milked 10 seconds off the shot clock, I think 3 or 4 times. If he's going to get buckets or get last-minute assists like he did with Brogdon, I'm okay with that. But we can't have it and have contested 30-foot three-pointers, man. So, man, good win.
But you know what? There was a moment in this game And it was really small. But Giannis was going to take the ball out. And Bledsoe called him back and said, no, I'll take it out and you take the ball up. And he went behind the baseline. He took the ball. He gave it to Giannis, made Giannis bring it up. And Giannis took the ball up, blew by Gortat, and got an and-one play. If it would have went the way Giannis was going to have it go, that means Bledsoe would have brought the ball up. The play never would have happened. That was Bledsoe dictating that he wanted Giannis to bring the ball up in that play and run the offense. So there are little things like that that, again, if you're not paying attention, you may see or may not see or whatever the case may be, but it's that type of veteran leadership is kind of stuff that you look at and that you want to see from Eric Bledsoe. And the other day, Gary Wolfel was talking about, you know, Sam Cassell, and that Bledsoe might have some of those traits that are similar to Sam Cassell. Not that he's Sam Cassell the player, but that he's got similar traits to him. So we'll see how this whole thing plays out. Thanks for the call. The one thing you can't say is you can't say that's been a bad trait. That you can't say. Because so far, Eric Bledsoe has done everything that you've wanted Eric Bledsoe to do. Right? I mean, I don't think anybody can disagree with that. He's scoring the basketball around 20 points a game. He's setting his teammates up. Yeah, he makes some dumb passes from time to time and creates some stupid turnovers. And I got a feeling that's going to happen for the rest of the year because it's kind of who he is as a basketball player. But you're willing to live with those as long as everything else works. Getting those steals when you need them on the defensive side of the floor, that's big too. And Marcus Johnson made a point during the game about John Wall. He said, I might be reading this wrong, but John Wall looks like he really respects the defense that Eric Bledsoe plays against him. He says, because he's not trying to just abuse him and go at him. And there are other guards where Wall just knows he's that much better and will just blow by him and not respect him. And you could tell that Wall was respecting Bledsoe's defensive ability. Now, could it be they were both Kentucky guys? Might have something to do with it. Not quite sure. But I think there's definitely something to be said for that, too. All right, where to next, Jeff?
Let's head out to the nation's capital. And John, say hi to Sparky.
Hey, Spark. How you doing, man?
What's up, man?
Okay, so we were at this game today, and first of all, I agree with you that we beat a quality opponent, especially the way we got kind of messed up yesterday. You know, that was kind of, you know, whatever. So I was wondering how they were going to bounce back, plus on the road, and I totally agree with you. When Giannis took that shot, it was somebody like about a row ahead of me. Like, he's not going to take it. He did that kind of twice. I think it was in the fourth quarter. It might have been in the third, but I know the fourth quarter shot. But they were like, he's not going to take that shot. And when he took it, I was like, oh, okay. At least take this shot because you can tell all the work he put in. And, of course, when we watch all these TV shows, and you're like, well, if he can just get some kind of jumper or they keep saying three-pointers, which I don't agree with. But, I mean, if he can get some kind of really, like, reliable jumper, like, he's going to be unstoppable. And when he took that shot, I stood up and jumped in the air like he did, like, a 360 windmill behind-the-leg dunk.
Right, exactly.
So awesome, man. I just screamed. I was just like, okay, that's what I'm talking about. Now, if he can get that down, everybody knows that that's the weakness in his game. But I was just so happy the way that first of all, they really rebounded their butts off. And
As a team, they rebounded. But that's the thing, though. They rebounded as a team. It wasn't one guy trying to do it by himself, finally.
Yep. Yeah, I totally agree with that, man. So that's the only point I would, because you already took my take, you know, about them. This was a really quality win. And you kind of took my word from me because I was telling my girlfriend, though, they could beat them. And then they're just going to put it out there that, you know, we can hang with you guys. Not even just hang with you. We can beat you.
And again,
on your floor.
I said it last night against Toronto, and I'll say it tonight. You get Jabari Parker back on this team to take on that Wizards team.
Man.
In the playoffs, Wizards are going to have big problems. Big problems. Especially if you give the Bucks another big to help out Henson and Thon Maker.
Yes, sir. Thon gets punked a lot. I don't want to say it like he's a punk. He's a good player. But,
it'll stop eventually when he gets big enough.
Beefy on him. Yep. Like, they just kind of move him out the way.
Right.
Kind of like how Giannis does some people sometimes. So,
but that's what was
that's
happening.
All I, that's what I want.
To, but that was happening ahead, to Giannis early in his career, too, when he was small.
Oh, yeah, before he started beefing
right.
up. Yes,
Thon has to get beefed.
Giannis is doing that.
Right.
You know?
Exactly right. Thanks for the call.
300 pounds on Thon.
Well, I don't know about 300 pounds, but he needs probably another 20 to 30 pounds probably. Thanks for the call. He says he's about 220-something right now. So, again, like we talked about last night, you don't want to get him too big where it affects his quickness. That's the one thing you don't want to have happen. And he'll know that. I mean, Ensign, when he said on the big show that he's at 235, he got up to like 240, 245, something like that, and said it affected him. He didn't like how he felt, and he went back to where he was at 235. Thonmaker is going to have to figure out where he wants to be weight-wise. And he'll know because they're going to try putting on weight on him until he says stop. And that's what's going to happen, I have a feeling. They're just going to keep adding and adding and adding, or his body's just going to say, I got nothing more. You can't add any more weight to me because I got nothing left to give. And that very well could be something that happens too. All right, take a quick time out. We'll come back, take more of your calls. But first, let's get the defensive play of the game.
What defensive play stood out? Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113, Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
All right, defensive play of the game. Late in the game, of all people, to come up with a huge block shot, it's this guy, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Good block, Tony Snell. Bucks making all the right plays here down the stretch.
And that block there by Tony Snell, Paschke and Marcus Johnson on the call on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Just a huge block of a three-point shot. Unbelievable play by Tony Snell, and that pretty much iced it. For the Milwaukee Bucks. So the Bucks get the win tonight over the Washington Wizards, 110 to 103. We'll come back, take more of your calls, tweets, and Facebook posts as well. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. 110-103. Bucks get the win.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Let's get tonight's Dave and Buster's shot of the game. Dave and Buster's Wauwatosa, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, Bucks get the win tonight over the Washington Wizards, and a big win at that on the road for the Bucks as they chase the Wizards in the standings, as I mentioned earlier. Now, 21-17 are the Bucks, and the Washington Wizards now 23-17 after a 110-103 win for the Milwaukee Bucks. Shot of the game, Jeff Orlovsky picked this one, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Oubre goes down. He gets back to cover Giannis. Bledsoe. Markieff Morris. Bledsoe over the top for three.
That's a huge shot there by Eric Bledsoe late. Bucks end up winning that one 110 to 103 over the Washington Wizards. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. And let's see where we're going next, Jeff.
CJ out in Wausau. What's up, CJ?
Hey, guys. Big win tonight.
Huge win.
Huge win. So I got to start off my rant here a little bit, though, with the fact that I'm up here in Wausau, which I don't quite think is northern Wisconsin, but apparently all you folks in Milwaukee think it is. I can't listen to a Bucks game on the radio because they got Wausau East playing Wausau West or DC Everest on the radio. Every time there's a Bucks game on, I swear to you. Last night I was driving home from a retirement party and couldn't find the game anywhere. I was watching the updates on my phone, and maybe it's a good thing I didn't.
You got to use that NBA Pass app and just pay whatever it is, and that way you can listen to all the games online, I guess. I don't think you have a choice.
Well, I guess that's where I say that maybe I am in the Northwoods because our cellular coverage leaves much to be desired.
Oh, then you're screwed then. Yeah, then I got nothing then. Yeah, you're screwed. I'm sorry.
But, Sparky, I'm glad to hear that you're in a good mood. I'd love to see you leverage our local sports stations to try to get your post-game show up here, or at least some Bucks.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about making this Bucks post-game show a statewide show, using the Bill Michaels network and possibly doing that at some point. I know it was talked about prior to this year. I don't know if anybody actually tried to move on it or not. But, you know, maybe next year, year after, maybe we can get that done.
Winning's a great equalizer, and as long as Bill's not on, because he doesn't know much about the Bucks, in my experience. But
now, there's no need to take shots, man. Come on.
No, I'm not taking shots. He just doesn't call anybody by the right name.
Well, all right, go ahead.
So anyway, couple things from tonight. You know, my consistent theme here in watching the Bucks is that they don't get calls, and you know, I guess sometimes it's closer. But I'll tell you what, Giannis, just being the freak that he is, he's never getting the calls that he deserves, that he's earned, and being the number one vote getter for the All-Star game. Come on, at some point, he's got to start getting some
love. Look, he's getting more calls than he got last year. That's the first
thing.
The second thing is when you say, well, he needs to get more calls, you realize LeBron James, well, first of all, Giannis is averaging 9 free throws a game this year. LeBron James is averaging 8 in his career total. LeBron James hasn't averaged more than 8 since his time in Cleveland the first time. That was the last time he averaged more than 8 free throws a game. Now, guys like James Harden and Dwayne Wade in his prime and those guys get crazy amounts of free throws. I think Giannis will get that respect for sure, but A, he has to do this for 2, 3, 4 years, and the Bucks have to win in the postseason some. And when that happens and they become a legitimate team that's always on TNT, it's always on ESPN, the refs know this is one of the premier teams in the NBA, I think then he'll start even getting more calls than he does already. But they have to take that next step versus just being a couple games over 500 team every year.
I agree. The difference, too, is that LeBron finishes and he passes. He's probably the best passer in the NBA.
Yeah.
And so Giannis goes up with his length and he just gets, you know, eaten up, and whether he makes it or not, I mean, you hear the late whistle if he misses occasionally, but there's times when you watch a replay, he's just hammered and hacked and held. And it'd be nice to see him get a little bit more love. And then you get the opposite of it. Dele bringing his reputation to the game tonight, and the only reason he got a flagrant 2 is because of his reputation, not
right,
because of what he actually did on the court.
Well, I agree with you on that, but again, that's how it goes in this league. I mean, now again, I'm not going to say that he's Rodman or he's Larry Sanders, that type of deal, but he does tend to be that, well, as a Bucks fan, you call it a gritty player that tries to play defense as much as he can and brings energy, tries to get under the other guy's skin as much as possible. And yeah, that does work against you. Again, like I've said before, referees are human. They're going to remember things, and that's kind of how it's going to be going forward. And I think Dellavedova realizes that at this point. I think we all agree that it shouldn't have been a flagrant 2 for sure. But because of reputation, he probably got it called against him. Thanks for the call. We got to get Jason Terry on the line here.
Telly Hughes.
Sorry, I can't read your handwriting. Telly Hughes joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Highline. What's up, Telly?
What's up? How you doing?
Doing all right. So we were just talking about Dellavedova and that flagrant 2 and him getting kicked out of the game. Do you think that was a reputation ejection for Dellavedova?
Absolutely. I think if that is Malcolm or Tony Snell trying to just wrap up Beal on that play, it's just, you know, it's considered, you know, it's just a thing of someone was just yelling.
It could have been a flagrant 1.
Yeah, but I feel like that a play like that, I mean, Deli's reputation precedes him, and I mean, because Bill is going hard to the basket, Deli is only trying to wrap him up and just take a foul. He's not trying to hurt him, and I think the way Bill fell on his back / shoulder, he didn't have time to brace himself. So the fall, okay, maybe there were some things that were said, or maybe some ticky-tack fouls that weren't called before that, you know, made that kind of manifest. But I know there's a long answer to your question. Absolutely, Deli's reputation is the reason why he got a flagrant.
But see, that's the other thing. And you said maybe there was some talk and whatever the case may be. Dellavedova bent over to help him up after he did it, number one. Number two, I think, like you said earlier, if that would have been a different player doing it to Beal, I don't think he gets up looking for a fight. But because it's Dellavedova and he may have had his run-ins in the past, that's why he reacted the way he did.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, but you can't take the action of him helping him up kind of, you know, excuse the act. I mean,
right,
it was a hard foul, and a lot of guys that take hard fouls want to make it seem like they are being gracious and help you up so the ref can say, okay, it wasn't as malicious as it appeared. But I really believe that Dellavedova's reputation, it's kind of like, I mean, anyone else who has developed a reputation along the way throughout their career, they're just not going to get the benefit of the doubt when it comes to plays like that. And, I mean, they took a long time for them to review it and figure it out. But, I mean, it's a call that can always be rescinded because the league will look at plays, you know, over and over after the game is over. And
And it can always be rescinded back to a flagrant one, but, you know, it didn't help anything out tonight, of course.
Absolutely not. Bucks fortunate enough to still win 110-103. I think the other thing that stuck out to me was they really rebounded as a team tonight. Normally it's Giannis every night leading the team in rebounds by a ton. And tonight Henson did his job. Giannis did his job. You had Bledsoe crashing the boards. I thought they did a really good job rebounding the basketball as a team tonight.
Oh, absolutely. And it did not appear that was going to be the case, especially in the first 5 minutes or the first 4 minutes of the game when the Wizards jump out to a 12-2 lead and had 10 rebounds to the Bucks 5. I mean, you can instantly think, oh, my gosh, here we go again. But I think the fact that they were able to take a lot of confidence into halftime, knowing that they did not play well, but it was still a tight ball game, I know they had to think to themselves, well, if we just play halfway decent in the second half, we should be fine, and that's exactly what happened. But they really turned up the D in the second half, and I think that was the difference in the ballgame.
And no question about it. Telly, you are clearly in the midst of a bunch of vehicles, so we're going to let you go so you don't get hit. I don't want to be in charge and be responsible for you getting hit by a car. So enjoy your trip. Enjoy your trip to Indianapolis, and we'll talk to you down the line.
All right, thank you so much.
Take care. There he is, Telly Hughes. I'm worried for Telly Hughes. There are a lot of cars beeping and everything else. I don't want to be responsible for that. Yeah, Telly Hughes, Fox Sports Wisconsin, joining us here on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Go ahead. He was on a Great Midwest Bank hotline.
Great Midwest Bank, committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, discover the benefits of simply local banking. Visit greatmidwestbank.com.
Okay, so that will do it there. If you're on hold, we'll get you coming up next. Who's first out coming up on the other side?
Terrell on the north side.
All right, good. All right, we'll get to Terrell coming up on the other side of the Sports Flash. We'll also hear from Jason Kidd. We'll hear from Giannis. All straight ahead, Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show presented to you by Palermo's King Frozen Cheese Pizza here on The Fan.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game. Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game.
Brought to you by Bryant Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 6 junior college sports. Learn more at bcsbobcats.com.
All right, so your Milwaukee Bucks get the win tonight. You got to be happy about that if you're a Bucks fan. And you got to be happy about it because it's a game in which you won on the road against a team you're chasing in the standings. 110-103 Bucks over the Wizards tonight. Giannis with 34 points, 12 boards, 7 assists tonight. All 5 starters in double figures. Plus, you had 10 off the bench from Tony Snell. And then you look at the other side of things. All 5 starters, for the Wizards. We're in double figures as well. But again, John Wall, 16 points only. He had 16 assists. Don't remember that. Don't forget that. But 6 turnovers for John Wall and only 16 points. And 20 points for Beal on 7 of 19 shooting. Combined, they were 12 for 38 from the field where Beal and Wall. Gives you a good chance to win the basketball game. Bucks now 21-17 in Indiana against the Pacers now Monday night. Okay, so X factor of the game tonight. I think it's going to be what we were talking about there with Telly Hughes from Fox Sports Wisconsin, and that is the team rebounding effort tonight. 9 boards from Brogdon, 4 from Bledsoe, 5 from Middleton, 12 from Giannis, 11 from Henson. You out-rebound them 45-34. That's a huge factor tonight. Bucks get the win 110-103. All right, Trell on the north side, you're next on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. What's up, Trell?
What up, Sparky? How you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Well, very pissed off last night. Happy to see them regroup and get the win tonight. Still don't know when they're going to turn the corner completely with all this not coming out and playing the right way one game and then getting a big win the next night. It's kind of inconsistent. But I wanted to say something you mentioned earlier in the show. I was going to say, if you look at the first game he played for us, the San Antonio game, up until now, I probably can count 5 to 6, maybe even more than that, games where he's been nothing but crunch down the stretch. And that's something that I didn't know what type of player. I know his stats. I knew, you know, he was a bulldog type of player as far as competing, but didn't know he was as crunch as he has been for us so far. So that's good to see because that will be needed in the playoffs. And
just wanted to say, I know something I'm going to say you're not going to agree with me, which is fine. Probably a lot of Bucks fans don't, but the Bucks have been rumored about getting DeAndre Jordan. And my only thoughts about that, I'd rather get a player who's kind of like him, but it's not going to cost the Bucks as much. And that's Dwight Howard. I think he fits everything the Bucks need right now. The reason why Toronto beat them up so bad the other night is because they just bullied them down low. Henson, we know this by now, he can't be counted on to be consistent for once. Been playing some decent ball here and there, but he's just not consistent enough, and he's not big enough. And teams are going to bully us down. If we don't find a bigger body or a guy that can be more solid down there, we're going to lose some games. So I want Dwight Howard because I know he's going to protect the paint. He's going to rebound, and he knows that this is Giannis' team. And he's not going to cost that much because his value has went way down. He won't cost as much like DeAndre Jordan. And Charlotte, they're like in 12th or 13th seed right now in the East. I'm sure after a while they're going to be willing to get rid of him too.
This is my thing about Dwight Howard, okay? My only thing about Howard is this. I don't know how his personality necessarily works with this locker room. To me, I could be wrong. To me, I don't know if he necessarily helps the young guys, and I don't know if he's that consistent of a basketball player right now.
Yeah, I think he's actually been playing really well.
Yes.
Like this year.
Yes.
But I don't think – the reason why I don't think his personality would be a problem with this team because he knows whose team this is. I mean, he said it numerous times when they interviewed him before playing the Bucks, so he knows it's Giannis' team. We won't have to worry about that. And he's just going to come and do what he does, is rebound. And we don't need him to score much. If he gets some alley-oops, if they do some plays on him and he's a decoy, fine. But we don't need him to do a lot. We just need him to protect the paint and rebound. And he's still pretty good at that at the level that he's at right now.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, and, you know, I got to look and see. I know he's got a monster contract.
He's getting paid like 20-plus. He's getting paid about $21, $22 million a year. I think he's got one more year after this one, which meaning he'll be a free agent the same
but
time.
That,
Eric Bledsoe.
Okay, but that means then you're going to have to trade back contracts that are going to match up with that or close to match up with that in order to make the deal work, which means I'm guessing Henson would have to go. Dellavedova would have to go. So now you're at 19th. So now all of a sudden, okay, it works, but they're still going to want some young value with this and some draft picks, I would assume, to give up Dwight Howard. And then you get into an assets debate.
Well, I would give up first. If you do it the way Horace did it, he's going to give the first if it falls in between the picks. So I would do a first with him this year or maybe next year if it falls in between the picks. But the only thing I say, you got Dwight Howard for the rest of this year and next year. Same thing with Bledsoe, same thing
right.
with Middleton.
So
and I feel if you put Dwight Howard in that middle, Jabari Parker comes back. Maybe they make a trade for somebody who can come off the bench, a low-level guy, something that can help them, a shooter or something. To honestly tell you the truth, if we get the 4th seed, we win our first series, we'll end up playing Boston. I think we got a great shot to beat that team if we got Parker healthy and Dwight Howard.
Right, if Gordon Hayward's not playing.
Well, I still think we got a – I mean, he's a difference maker, but I still think it depends on how Parker comes back. Or whatever, but if Parker plays up to the level that he showed before he got injured.
And he should.
And Dwight Howard does what he does. Giannis is going to be who he is. Still got Bledsoe, still got Middleton, Brogdon, and them off the bench and stuff. We can battle with the Celtics, and maybe we make the Eastern Conference Finals against the Cavs.
That's a heck of an idea. It is a heck of an idea. I haven't heard anybody talking about moving.
It's too much. I mean,
I don't want
to have him. That's too much. So I don't want to give up that much and deplete our team right there just to get him. So.
No, I agree with you. Hey, I'm not arguing with you at all on DeAndre Jordan. I don't want him. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Trill. Dwight Howard. To me, it just all depends on what all type of assets you have to give up in order to get him. Because, again, and I'll look up his contract here when we get to a break, but actually I'll look it up while we listen to Giannis here. Actually, Jeff has it. What do you got, Jeff?
Dwight Howard, this year he's making $23.5 million. Next year it's $23.8 million, unrestricted free agent in 19.
So he's got one more year left.
Yes,
so
sir.
So you'd have Bledsoe, Middleton, and Dwight Howard all hitting free agency at the same time after the first year in the arena.
Yep.
Which means, and again, depending on what happens to Jabari Parker, if you were to lose Jabari Parker in restricted free agency, you would only have Giannis left on that roster after the first year of the arena. And a ton of money to spend in free agency. Now, I'd have to look and see who's available in free agency that summer after next to see whether or not that would be worth the gamble. But you would definitely be kind of going for it this year for sure if you were able to get a Dwight Howard or even a DeAndre Jordan after this year to finish it. But with Dwight Howard, at least you would have another year left. Now, I was reading an article earlier today about DeAndre Jordan saying that nobody thinks he's going to get the money he wants on the open market after this year, that he might end up picking up his player option, which a lot of people don't think he will, that he might pick up his player option, which means then you would have DeAndre Jordan or Dwight Howard, depending on the deal that you would make, for the rest of this year and all of next year. But then they both would be heading to free agency, and you may or may not get them back, and you'd have to make a decision of who you want to pair with Giannis at that point. All right, let's go inside the locker room. It's already 11:17. Yep. Let's go inside the locker room and hear from Giannis.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Presented by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza, the ruler of taste. We're heading into the Bucks locker room to hear what the players saw on the court. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's 10:17. I thought I was losing my mind. There's a clock in the studio that's wrong. I was like, it's not 11:17, Jeff. He's like, no, that clock never changed. I would explain it. All right, let's go inside the locker room and hear from Giannis as he talked after the game on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Giannis, big time win. You guys went back to back and forth that entire fourth quarter. What was the key in pulling this one out?
Just trust one another and moving the ball. I think that's what we did down the stretch. We didn't try to do it ourselves. We trusted the game plan, and that's why we got the win tonight.
How good is it to have a guy like Eric Bledsoe when it's time to hit a big shot? You don't have to have the pressure of you doing it all the time.
It's big. You know, having Eric in the team is big. And, you know, in the fourth quarter, we know what time it is. It's Eric Bledsoe's show. You know, we try to give him the ball, and he's going to make the right play. We trust him making the right play.
And finally, what does it say about this team bouncing back after a night like last night to come on the road and snap a four-game win streak by the Wizards?
Hey, it's big. You know, last night we didn't play how we wanted. We played bad. But I think we did a great job, you know, coming in here, being pros, and getting the win tonight.
Thanks for your time, Giannis.
You're welcome.
All right, that's Giannis Antetokounmpo, 34 points, his 14th 30-point game of the season.
All right, so there you go. Giannis, a huge game from Giannis and a huge win on the road for your Milwaukee Bucks. NFL playoffs, Rams pretty much just lost. They were down. They needed two scores with about 2 minutes to go. Fourth down, and Falcons stopped them in the end zone. So that's that. Falcons will advance in the playoffs, and they will go to – actually, we don't know where they're going next. We'll have to wait and see, I guess. We'll see what happens tomorrow. All right, let's hear now go inside the locker room one more time and hear from Jason Kidd.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Let's hear from the Bucks head coach. It's time for the Coach's Corner. Sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right. There you go. Time now to hear from Bucks head coach Jason Kidd. I would assume he's happy. You out rebound him. Your star plays well. I'm not sure what there is to be mad about at this point. I would assume this is a positive press conference in D.C. for Jason Kidd. Let's hear what he said.
Giannis was Giannis tonight, and I think taking another step towards feeling comfortable coming down the stretch, having the ball, making plays, or finding a way to score the ball. But defensively is the way we won the game. Again, on a back-to-back, understand what happened last night, putting that behind us and trying to find a way, and I thought the guys did a good job of taking the three out late in the game.
Coach, you talk a lot about trust, and Giannis trusts that other guys can make plays as well as he can. Just does that speak to his maturity, just deferring to Bled in that fourth quarter and when he needed to?
Yeah, I think both of those guys got a great relationship of communication and talking to each other as the game is going. And I think being to have the ball in those one Bled's hand or Giannis's hand, and those trusting one another that they're going to make the right play. And again, Bled made a big shot for us. Again, those two down the stretch in the pick and roll is tough.
A big third quarter by Giannis, 13 of his 34 came in that. But was there a big emphasis to come out and not as flat as last night in that third quarter?
Yeah, we talked about the third where we've been getting hurt a little bit, you know, not moving the ball or not being ready. So that was something we talked about. Again, the eight guys that played all played a lot of minutes and fought, but trusted. The game, again, was not going our way early, but found a way to end the half on a positive note. And then to start the second half, I thought the guys were in tune on both ends.
You have 3 minutes to go, and you guys are down three. Giannis has five fouls. You call a timeout. What do you say to those guys in the timeout to get them going for the final stretch?
Yeah, just understand we got to, you know, make the plays, run the play, set screens, and someone's going to get a wide open look. And the trust was there. We had some looks that didn't go down for us early, but we kept saying just keep shooting the ball. The ball's going to go in for us, and we found a way to get the ball in the basket. But again, Bled, I thought, rebounded the ball, had two big rebounds for us down the stretch. I just understand how important it is to rebound the ball.
I think they were 5-19 from the field in the fourth. What were you most proud of defensively in terms of what you guys did?
Well, just making it hard. You understand that Wall and Beal are going to be the focal point, and I thought the guys that were guarding those two, you know, it wasn't just one-on-one, but it was team defense. Everybody helped each other and tried to make it as tough as possible. They're going to make shots. They're that talented, but just make sure that they worked hard enough and then make them work on the other end.
Coach, did you guys have a lot of confidence going into the half, knowing that you all didn't play well in that first half, but it was still a tie ball game?
Yeah, we missed a lot of wide open shots, and then we didn't, you know, convert on the break as we have here early in the season. So I understand we didn't play our best basketball, but we didn't break. We might have bent, but we stayed together, and we, you know, and that's what a good team does. They stay together and they learn from their mistakes in that first half, and I thought the guys did a really good job.
All right, so the Bucks get the win, and you got to be excited, right? How are you not excited about this victory in D.C. against the Wizards? And now you get to go to Indiana to take on the Pacers. 110-103 Bucks over the Wizards tonight. Now 21-17, 8-10 away from the B.C. Bucks look to get to, let's see what it would be, 500 again if they can get the win against the Pacers on Monday night. That's a 6 o'clock tip. We'll be on the air right after that one. Let's check in with Gary Wolfel coming up next here on The Fan.
You're listening to the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show. Now it's time to pick the ruler of the backboard. Brought to you by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza, loaded with a half pound of Wisconsin cheese. It truly is the ruler of pizza.
Bucks get the win tonight over the Washington Wizards, 110-103, ruler of the backboard tonight. Normally it's Giannis. Two nights in a row he doesn't. Actually, no, he did win it tonight. He beat Henson by one. 12 rebounds tonight for Giannis, 11 for John Henson. Giannis is your ruler of the backboards. And again, if you like cheese pizza, I'm not quite sure how you have not had a Palermo's King Frozen Cheese Pizza. A half a pound of cheese, folks. A half a pound of cheese on a pizza. Delicious. Next up, Gary Wolfel.
Now, a Bucks postgame update from fan insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show.
All right, Bucks get the win tonight. Gary Wolfel, your thoughts on what you saw this evening?
The great bounce back win for the Bucks, obviously. I mean, after getting beat by the Raptors last night, and then to beat a very good team in the Wizards on their own home floor, and then most importantly, you know, they go four games up in the win column, and they have two pretty winnable games coming up, obviously, with Indiana and Orlando. So that should get them to six above 500, right?
Right.
Then they got a tough five-game stretch, Golden State, Miami, Washington, Miami at Philadelphia. And so that six-game cushion will definitely come in handy.
Well, yeah, and again, you want to be the four seed. I think that has to be the goal for this team
exactly.
Right now. Get the four seed. You're not going to catch the first three, but you could be the four seed when this thing is all said and done. And home court advantage, Gary, I think you would agree with me, in the NBA is a pretty big deal.
Oh, it's absolutely huge. I mean, the percentages are heavily in favor of the home team. And, yeah, you get the gut feeling that the Wizards and the Bucks are going to be playing in that first round. And if they do, that could be one heck of a series.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that as well. Gary, thanks so much for coming on, my friend. And we'll talk to you again Monday night after the Bucks take on the Pacers.
Anytime. Thanks, Steve.
You betcha. There he is, Gary Wolfel, joining us on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show, presented to you by Palermo's King Frozen Cheese Pizza. That'll do it for the show tonight. Why did you hit a sports flash for? See, that's why you do it my way, not Joe's way. All right, so the Bucks get the win tonight. Indiana Pacers up next on Monday night. If you are a bowling fan, we will have the Castle Lane Spare Time Bowling Show coming up tomorrow. Extra frame on PBA.com. Look forward to talking about the PBA World Championship from last weekend from 9 to 10. College basketball show, hoop show from noon until 2. Tomorrow as well, like normal. And then Admirals hockey pregame coverage starts tomorrow at 3:30 here on The Fan. Enjoy the rest of your night. Talk to you tomorrow morning at 9 on the Spirit Time Bowling Show. Bye-bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.